University College Cork have developed a new device which helps the bypass of arterial obstructions. Professor Noel Caplice of UCC is in our Cork studio this morning. Good morning to you, Professor. Can you firstly explain to us what is it you've developed?
Over the last decade, we have developed a device which can be used to place in front of a coronary artery that's blocked, and this device can recruit microvessels within the body to bypass that occlusion.
So what we're talking about is something microscopic, is it?
It's basically like a stent, except on top of the stent is a mesh-like strip, and we can actually include many of these strips. And within the mesh, we implant millions of cells. Now, once you implant the cells within the body, they emit a signal which, over approximately 4 weeks, recruits the body to bypass the obstruction.
So is what you're saying that this is a bypass without the major surgery?
Correct. So what we would call it, a micro-bypass. And in the world in general, there are approximately 6 million patients with coronary artery disease. Approximately a third of those, or 2 million, have inoperable disease for various reasons. Either they are too unwell, they don't have appropriate bypass grafts, or maybe the artery beyond the blockage is not in an appropriate state. A lot of these patients exist with ongoing chest pain. They're inadequately controlled with medicines, and they have a very poor quality of life. So we've always been interested in this so-called inoperable patient, and there have been very few surgical or device options for them.
What stage of development are you at?
We have completed a large animal study series. It's important to say this is in a pig, which is very close anatomically to a human. In fact, if we look at all the devices used in cardiology, like pacemakers, valves, or defibrillators, they were all developed in the pig. So we believe that we have strong proof of principle, and we're now ready to go forward to first-in-man clinical trials.
How much longer could it be before we... or how much longer will you know before the time frame in terms of delivering this?
Yes, I think normally the key phase now is regulatory approval. So we will need to go to the regulators such as the FDA or the European equivalent and get approval for a device which is manufactured under good manufacturing practice, and then get that approved for a phase one clinical trial. That could take up to 2 to 3 years.
All right, Professor Noel Caplice of University College Cork, thank you for that. It's 9 minutes to 9.
It's nearly 9 o'clock on ODE Radio 1. Time to check out Toyota, the most reliable car in Germany in a survey of